Welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet business dreams a reality, stitch by stitch, without you being chained to your hook and being able to live that lifestyle you've been dreaming of using the power of your crochet. Let's talk about your packaging. So whether you are packaging something up to send out to your customer, or you're selling in person at a craft fair or market, you generally have to put your crochet into something to give it to them. You have to package it up so that the customer can receive it. But have you thought about how your packaging impacts on your brand? How it impacts on your future sales, or the chances of this customer coming back for another purchase? Your packaging has the power to put them off or make them feel like they've had a fabulous shopping experience and they want more. Believe it or not, your packaging can really tap in to the psychology. It can leave people feeling disappointed. And we remember negative feelings more than we do positive ones. So if someone was disappointed when they opened their parcel and saw cheap or reused packaging, all scrunched up, maybe not very neat, it can leave them feeling disappointed. Even before they've actually seen what they've bought, they can be left with a feeling of disappointment. So when they go to purchase some crochet again, maybe they'll go to a different seller who doesn't leave them with this feeling of disappointment. Because regardless of what they thought of their purchase once they saw it, that disappointed feeling that came first will linger. It will impact how they think of you. Now, you might be thinking, rubbish, it's packaging. Who gets disappointed by packaging? Everyone does. We know what cheap packaging looks like. We've also all seen the unboxing videos on YouTube, the way things are presented on TV. We know what a luxurious packaging experience should feel like. Think of the films where they come out of the luxury stores and they're carrying those glossy, shiny gift bags. They've got lovely tissue paper. There might be a glossy card inside. You know, you've seen Pretty Woman, where she's walking out with all those bags with the rope braided handles. That's part of the shopping experience when you are buying luxury brands. And we think luxury is expensive. Your crochet should not be cheap. It takes a long time to make. It takes skill. It's very exclusive because only you are making it your way. It should have a high price tag. And a high price tag, people expect an experience. They expect an element of luxury. Now, over in my Hooked on Success podcast membership, I'm going to be diving deeper into this luxury packaging and how it justifies higher price tags, and how you can actually hike your price tags because of your packaging. Sounds backwards, but it's absolutely true. So if you want access to that episode, check the link in the show notes or go to crochetbusinessschool.com/success and you can join the membership today. Thanks. Listen to that episode. Your packaging can do so much for your brand. It can also do a lot of damage to your brand. If things don't match up, we are left with this kind of disjointed feeling that something isn't right. And then that feeling will carry on to the next time they have an opportunity to purchase from you. So, small business sellers like us, we tend to fall into one of three categories when it comes to our packaging. We either go cheap and practical, which is the cheapest possible options, and if we can reuse packaging that we've had from parcels of our own, we will reuse that, and we'll say that it's good for the environment. It's a kind of form of greenwashing because it's not entirely accurate. We're doing it because we're cheap. We're doing it because our prices are too low to justify spending the money on the packaging. And there is no denying, packaging costs money. The more high quality of packaging you buy, the more it costs. And those costs get added to your overheads, they have to go onto your prices, and that automatically means your prices have to go up. If that is a problem, that's a sign that your prices are too low anyway. You should be hiking them up. Your packaging can be and should be an important part of your branding. But it costs. The more luxurious you get, the more high quality you get, the more options you get, the more it costs. So if your prices are low and you are trying desperately hard to keep your overheads down, you're going to go with the cheap options. You're going to reuse old packaging when you can. So what happens is when your customer receives that in the post, they automatically go, ooh. It doesn't matter if they're warned beforehand that you are trying to be good for the environment. Nobody likes to receive something that's clearly already been used. Yes, it's the packaging, not your crochet. But they're getting something that's secondhand. They didn't buy something that's secondhand. There will always be an element of disappointment to that. Now, you can buy packaging that is eco-friendly. You can buy brand new packaging that is eco-friendly. You can buy stuff that can be recycled. You can go minimalist with your packaging and say that you're not sending any fancy extras. It's just basic because you think of the environment, but everything can still be new. Recycled packaging equals cheap price tag. The middle option, which is where most small business owners go for, is it's all new packaging, but it's simple, it's practical, and they kind of up the customer experience by adding little things inside. It could be a bag of sweets, it could be some stickers, could be a little note. And a lot of small business owners do this. When I buy from small businesses, I get these type of parcels all the time. Basic outer packaging. What's inside might be wrapped in tissue paper or gets put inside those, you know, those stripy sweet bags. They'll have their business cards. They might have a little compliment slip. And then there might be a bag of sweets like Haribo's or Love Hearts. Or they'll put in some stickers or an individual wrapped tea bag. I've had all those. It's simple. It's a little extra touch. And it says that you bought from a small business. Does the job. But you also expect a kind of middling price tag for that. Cheap and cheerful. Does what it says on the tin. The third option is the luxury packaging where you go all out. You get the glossy box with your logo on it. You get the tissue paper neatly folded. Might even have your logo printed on it. The glossy business card. Everything looks and very neat, very professional, very high end. And when you have a high price tag, that is expected. I'll talk more about it in the episode in the Hooked on Success membership. We can hear more about the luxury option there. But the point is, very few small business owners take that route because that packaging is so expensive.
Yeah.
It's not the budget-friendly option. So most small business owners go for middling. But I'll tell you now, if you go for the more luxurious, the difference it can make to your price tags is insane. Because you can go and present yourself as exclusive, as luxury, deserving of that price tag. So how does this fit in with your brand? How does this all impact your brand? So remember I said that the packaging can leave people with a disappointment. Disappointment leads to negative feelings. Okay, well, remember those negative feelings when they come to buy. That disappointment, even though it's the packaging, will bleed through to the next time they come to purchase. So if they're expecting something a bit more thought out, a bit more, well, new packaging rather than the recycled stuff, they may next time choose to buy from a small business who goes to the middle option. New but simple packaging with a little something extra, because they don't want a disappointment again when they open their parcel. I mean, some people get the ick when they get recycled packaging. They don't like it. They really don't like it. And yes, these people exist. My mother is one of them. That's a whole other conversation, but some people expect brand new no matter what. No matter what the price tag as well. And having that secondhand packaging that's been used before will make them never want to buy from you again. You could lose customers by going that route. Middle option is kind of the standard for small businesses. Okay, you can't save a few pennies by going recycled stuff, but you're not going to lose customers because of it. However, if you go for the middle option and you have a really high price tag, it's going to leave people feeling a bit put out. They're expecting something more. They were just expecting something extra. And this impacts your brand, your shop, because having that disconnect between what they were expecting and what they received, even though it was packaging, can leave them feeling disappointed, leave them feeling that something is not right between what they purchased and what they received. If they were expecting the luxury experience and they received this simple but practical little package, the little packet of sweets, they're going to feel let down. It's not going to fit with the brand they saw online, with the fancy website, the beautiful photos. They felt at the time that they bought that the price tag was justified. Your package arriving and then starting to open it, the packaging you use can make all that compression down, and they'll suddenly feel as if they paid too much. And again, that's a negative feeling, which will filter through to the next time they have the opportunity to buy from you. Think about times when you've been disappointed by the packaging. It happens all the time. We form these opinions before we've even opened the box. When I was little, I used to go to my grandparents, and they lived on the coast, and we used to go to the arcades, and we'd play on those machines where you got tickets, and you got to go and choose your prize later. The ones we went to had these little ornaments. I'm sure you've seen them. They're like collections of six different clowns, six different elephants, six different rabbits, collect them all. But they all came in the same box. You couldn't tell which one was which unless you could see the little tick on the picture, the right picture on the side of the box. Packaging is cheap because they could use the same box for all six different types of ornaments, but they just had someone ticking a box about which one was coming off the production line that day. It's a cheap form of packaging. It's a little collection, but they stinged on the packaging by having these tick boxes. All six pictures on one box and just a tick box to tell which was which. Think of a more high-end brand. Swarovski. They sell crystals, crystal anything, and they also make ornaments that come in collections. You don't see them using the same box for every single one in that collection, with little tick boxes. They have a different box for each one. And the only one that features on the front of each of these boxes is the ornament that's inside. They might have on the back, you know, one side of it showing the different ones in the collection. They don't have little tick boxes. The one that's in that box is featured loud and proud on the front of the box, so you can see clearly which one you are buying. They didn't cheat the packaging. When you go into the pound shop, you know something's cheap by the packaging. You know, when you pick up those things that are encased in those plastic boxes, they're see-through. But he squidged the plastic and he feels like it's going to break any minute. It's really cheap. That's cheap packaging. You know what's inside is going to be cheap because of the packaging. We know when things are cheap, and we tend to do it from the packaging. We tend to do it from first impressions. And when it comes to receiving your crochet in the post, your packaging is the first impression. The first thing they get to see. So give them a good impression. Don't let them have that negative feeling that impacts on future sales. Packaging is worth spending a few extra pennies. And the difference between, you know, cheap and cheerful and the middle option is really not very much. And you should be pricing your crochet properly. And if you are doing that, then adding that extra pricing onto your sale price isn't very much. And if you do feel it is increasing it by a lot, then you're pricing too cheap to begin with. Packaging can do a lot. Yes, it's practical, but it also has a lasting impact. Get it right, and it can bring you future sales. It can make people feel that they got value for their money. It can make them feel valued as a customer because you catered to them and gave them a shopping experience. It's a way to give positive emotions to your crochet as soon as it arrives in your customer's hands. And you should never disregard the power of that impact. And all of this is why it's so important to get your packaging right. Getting it right to fit your brand. If you're cheap and cheerful, recycle packaging, yeah, it'll do the job. But it's not going to leave people wanting more. Practical, simple, but everything's new, with a little bit of extra inside. It's what people expect from small businesses. But it's what they expect from middling price tags. You want to go luxury and you want to command that price tag, justify it, and leave people feeling very happy about it, you got to go to the luxury end. And all this is still true if you're selling at craft fairs and markets, because you've got to put that crochet in something. You have the option of putting it into a recycled bag that you've managed to get hold of while you've been out doing your own personal shopping, or you can put it in a nice gift bag and hand it to them with your business card inside, and give them that nice shopping experience. This still applies in person too. So get your packaging right, it can bring you more sales. Get it wrong, and it can lose you customers. It's far more important than you ever thought it was.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Crochet Business School podcast. Stay tuned for more episodes, and please subscribe to wherever you listen to your podcast. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Crochet Business School. Subscribe to the channels, because I would love to hear from you and what you're up to in your own crochet business. If you have any questions about creating and growing your own crochet business, please send them my way, and I'll answer them in future episodes. So thank you for joining me, and I shall see you in the next episode. Bye for now.